Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to the Harpin' on Rugby Preview Show. Joining me to look ahead to Leinster's top of the table URC assignment is someone making his 48th pod appearance. Warm welcome back to Mr. Mark Jackson.
Thanks for having me back, Jeff.
Good to have you as always. And before we crack on, just to get your quick thoughts on Leinster's bonus point win over Zebra last weekend.
Yeah, you definitely would have taken it before the game. I thought they... I think Zebra are massively improved, so it was always going to take that 60 minutes to break them down, and that's essentially what it was with a pretty young side. Very happy with the bonus point win.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't all plain sailing in the first half, but they worked out what needed to be done at halftime and got the job done in the second half. So you really can't ask for more. Zebra definitely improved, though.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, Italian rugby's on a bit of a high, you know, two wins in the Six Nations with a draw, and both Zebra and Benetton much, much improved in the early part of the URC so far this season. So yeah, it's those days of guaranteed 5 points are no longer there.
Absolutely. Okay, so now it's time to take a look at our feature match of the week, which is, of course, Leinster v Vodacom Bulls in round 13 of the 2023-24 BKT United Rugby Championship. It's taking place at the RDS on Friday, March the 29th, kicking off at 7:35 p.m. TV coverage in Ireland is on TG Cahir, Premier Sports 1 and URC.TV. As ever, you'll find the full listings for the weekend over at harpinandrugby.com. Just click the Rugby on TV tab. Leinster named their match day 23 at lunchtime on Friday. If you're watching on YouTube, it's right there in the screen. Or for pod listeners, it's in the program notes. So what do you make of that Leinster lineup, Mark?
Yeah, it's a mix and match. It's by no means our strongest 23, but it's probably our strongest 23 available at the moment, with some guys still being under Irish orders on minutes played and minutes to be played coming up. But with the Champions Cup coming up next week, you know, it's a good chance for some players to put their hands up and say, include me in that 23. And I think it's a pretty balanced side all around.
Yeah, some interesting selections there, particularly at halfback. You've got Harry Byrne and Luke McGrath. I looked back over it, and they haven't actually been selected originally to play together so far this season. They ended up playing together at Munster and Thomond, but that's only because Gibson Park pulled out. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes from them.
Yeah, very much so. You know, you want to get some sort of continuity, especially at halfback with selections. And as you said, it's only their second start together. So there might be some teething problems at the start, but you'd hope they'd be able to sort it out with the amount of time they train together. During the weeks and weeks off, you know, they're not involved with the Irish squad for the last few months, so you hope they get some minutes together on the training paddock that will transfer across the game.
Absolutely. And I suppose, I mean, that's on the attacking side of things, but I think, you know, what's always been under scrutiny for Leinster this season is this new defensive system that Jacques Nienaber has brought to us, and it'll probably get its biggest test now on the night here.
Very much so. Listen, the Bulls are a quality outfit, Springboks loaded right across, and they've had a great season so far. I think Mr. Hoosen will certainly test with that back row that the Bulls have. They'll probe around the edges, and I think our back row and halfbacks will be under a lot of pressure defensively, especially at the start of the game. I think the Bulls have rattled off a few great results recently, and they'll fancy their chances at the RDS.
Definitely. And finally, I suppose, looking at the lineup, maybe a word. We had the injury report during the week, and of course, it wasn't great in terms of Hugo Keenan and Kieran Frawley. There were two who probably started at fullback under different circumstances. But we're going with Jordan Larmer, who obviously, as we all know, ended up in the Irish jersey there not too long ago. How do you think he'll get on?
I think he'd be tested here and often. I certainly would if I was in a Blue Bulls jersey tonight around the halfbacks. I think both from box kicks and from kicks from the 10-12 channels, I think Larmer should expect a bit of a barrage on himself for the opening stanza anyway. I think he's a much better winger. He can cover fullback, but I know I'd certainly be much more comfortable if Frawley or Keenan were available for selection at fullback.
Absolutely. And I suppose finally, just to look at the two benches, I suppose this could be one of the strongest benches we've seen from Leinster in a good while. There was a lot of like Irish test level players coming in. Like you say, it's not surprising since they're under kind of time management as well. But, Sheehan, Furlong, Gibson Park, Doris, all involved there. We'll probably need them in those last 20 minutes because it could stay close.
Yeah, from 50, 60 minutes onwards, you know, the Bulls are still human. They're travelled a long way from Loftus. And, you know, you'd expect they would be looking to be ahead going into that last one. It's not that I don't know many of the bench. You just expect, looking at the names that are on the Leinster bench, to have a serious impact around that 50, 60 minutes. Especially from the likes of Doris and Gibson Park, you'd hope they'd be able to change the game if it's not exactly going our way in the early stages.
Yeah, and because if we're looking back at our history with the Bulls, you'd probably gloss over that to 60 burger they put on us last season. But I'd say Leinster fans will definitely remember that semifinal at the RDS in 2022. And looking at the Bulls bench, I mean, they've got your man Groblar, who's a real pest that day, if I can recall. So we'll definitely need the most out of our bench towards the end.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want an impact. You're definitely going to want to be able to change some things. If, as I said, if they're not going their way, you know, Gibson Park has had an absolutely exemplary season, both in green and in blue. Yeah, he throws the odd wobbler pass here or there, but, you know, it's sort of forgiven considering the other shifts he's put in. Himself and Doris, I think, will be the two guys that I would look to create an extra platform for the players to come off, because that is a strong Bulls lineup, and it's not going to be 60 points for anybody. I wouldn't imagine.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's the second time in just a short while that we've had a first v second clash at the RDS. So this definitely looks could be one of the biggest matches of the regular season so far. So it's a lot to look forward to. Okay, so let's have a quick look at the officials. As you can see there on the screen, it's Craig Evans is the referee from Wales, and Ben Whitehouse in the TMO, and a couple of Irish assistants there. The weather for G4 on Friday evening is supposed to be clear to partly cloudy. It might be a bit chilly, but not much wind, and hopefully the rain will stay away. Just looking at the other matches this weekend, Mark, maybe you pick one out and one that stands out from the other matches in the URC.
One that stands out for me is Connacht. I think they need a reaction after last week, to be honest with you. Connacht were pretty poor. You know, Mac Hansen was on a couple of podcasts during the week, and he was interviewed by some Australians, and he said he was in a bit of shock, really. So you'd hope to see a reaction there, and you want to see how Ulster are getting on again with new coaching setup. And it's a bit of a rigmarole going on for Ulster, unfortunately, at the moment, to see how the players are sort of in a bubble, and you hope they knuckle down and do it for them as well.
Absolutely. Okay, and one other match this weekend, of course, we'll be looking at closely, is the Irish women. They've got their second Six Nations encounter. The team was just named shortly before we started recording here. One or two changes in there for sure, but it's a different task for them this week. They'll want to show, if there's going to be a time to show improvements, this could be it.
Yeah, listen, nobody was expecting them to beat France. It was definitely an improved performance last week, you know. You got to give Scott Beamon some credit there. You know, they showed a lot more improvement, showed a lot of heart, a lot of grit, but we're still a bit behind the curve, as we say, with the women teams. But with the Celtic League for the girls, the Celtic competition that they've had, you'd hope they would be getting more and more experience. So this is a game they're probably looking to target as a win, and you'd love to see them get a win, considering how much they've improved. You know, they need one win under their belt. You could see them just kick on from there, and you'd hope that would be a platform for them to rebuild the 15s program.
Yeah, it should be a good occasion. Hopefully they get a good crowd there at the RDS. And of course, my useless trivia of the week will be that this will be the second week in a row that Italy have played in the same stadium as Leinster within a couple of days. That's absolutely no use to anybody, but they played Ireland, or they played England at the Parma Stadium there last week, and now they're at the RDS. So just put that absolutely useless information out there. Okay, so listen, we'll get into our predictions now and put your head on the block. Who's going to win Leinster v Bulls?
I'm going to go Leinster by 5 just because of the strength of the bench. Yep. I think it might see us, as long as we're in touch and not too far behind, I don't want to chase that game by any manner of means because the Bulls are a quality outfit, but I just think it'll be a try either way. But I'd hope that the Leinster bench will see us across the line and continue to top the ladder.
Absolutely. It's important for us to get off to a good start, but definitely we still do have a bench for the closing stages should we need anything. Okay, listen, man, we're going to leave it there. Many thanks for joining us again. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon, man.
Cheers, Jeff. Been a pleasure to come back.
No problem. And many thanks to you all for tuning in to our latest preview show. Be sure to enjoy the match wherever you are, and you can follow us on all the usual social media channels, including Threads and Blue Sky. We will, of course, have a wrap pod for you this week, recording on Sunday evening. So hopefully you'll help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. In meantime, happy Easter, everyone. Slán.